I want to take a turn to a legal test and the question of why a single mother of five was arrested and charged with reckless conduct. The fact pattern's kind of curious, to say the very least. I'm not going to lie here. Back in May of 2020, at the height of the pandemic, Melissa Henderson, seen here with her kids, went back to work because, you know, she was told to, like so many of us. But the daycares were still shut down and the schools were still, you know, keeping every kid at home doing remote learning, and she didn't quite know what to do with the five kids. So she decided to leave her 14-year-old daughter in charge of the other four young siblings. But then, while that 14-year-old was online learning herself during the school day, her 4-year-old little brother left the house and walked over to visit a little neighborhood pal. He was gone for about 10 to 15 minutes, and you can see the house across the way there to the right on the right side of those trees, down the stairs and straight over there. It's, you know, within eye shot. So 10 to 15 minutes later, his big sister realizes he's gone. She marches right over to that neighbor's house to retrieve her little brother. But that was apparently too long. 10 to 15 minutes, it was too late. The neighbor had already called the police. When the 14-year-old explained everything to the officers who arrived, it seemed at first no harm, no foul, because the police even said in a report that they felt the teenager was perfectly capable of taking care of her siblings. And they took down mom's info and they went on their way. But then 2 weeks later, the police noticed that this was not the first time that the 4-year-old had been outside unattended. At least one other time that year, the police had been called when the boy was outside alone. And so the police returned. And with the kids right there at home, they arrested the mother and charged her with criminal reckless conduct. Melissa Henderson was taken to jail, where she was then bailed out by her ex-husband. Henderson is still fighting the charge 2 years later and faces a maximum penalty of a year in prison and a $1,000 fine. So back to that original question. What part of what she did could be considered illegal, reckless conduct? If you're having a tough time figuring it out, you are not alone. I am joined now by Melissa Henderson herself, the single mom who found herself in the middle of this legal fight. She's also joined by her attorney, David DeLugas. Thank you to both of you for being here tonight. Okay, so Melissa, when I first heard this, I sort of thought, heavens to Betsy, a 14-year-old, I was babysitting at 12. I didn't quite understand, but what went through your mind when the police showed up?
Honestly, I was surprised. They actually were there the day that they called the police. They waited for me to get home from work just to tell me that, you know, it was not a big deal. They just wanted me to know, you know, everything was fine and no big deal. And then a week later, they came back and told me I was going to be arrested. So what went through my mind was just shock.
I would imagine. And so obviously you call David, your lawyer. David, you show up in the picture. I'm looking at the Georgia statute here. The Georgia Department of Human Service even has guidelines. But it says that kids who are 13 years or older can look after siblings for up to 12 hours. And Melissa's daughter's 14. So I'm trying to figure out where the statute was broken.
Well, it wasn't. That's just plain and clear to me and to anybody who looks at the facts. The reckless conduct statute actually was held unconstitutional by the Georgia Supreme Court in 1997 under similar facts where an 11-year-old took care of a 5-year-old and tragically, the 5-year-old was killed and the mother was charged because she had left the younger child with the older child. And the Georgia Supreme Court said, whoa, 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 this statute doesn't give parents any heads up or warning that they can't do this, have an older child take care of a younger one. And on top of that, we don't want law enforcement to have so much discretion that they can just decide what is and what isn't reckless and charge anybody at any time for literally anything such as this. And that was 1997. So I was astonished when I learned that a warrant had been signed for her arrest. And before they arrested her, I got in touch with the deputy sheriff, the district attorney's office, and the magistrate judge and said, hey, here's this 1997 case. Take a look at it before you arrest her, please. They arrested her anyway.
That didn't happen. Well, they arrested her. They put her in jail. Her ex-husband had to bail you out, Melissa. Okay, a couple things I want to, you know, get to the bottom of here. The reports say that your little guy, I think he was 4 years old, was naked from the waist down, that the neighbor saw a storm coming and said, oh, heavens, brought the little guy inside for safety and gave him pants. And then for whatever reason, after 10 minutes, decided to call the police, she said, to, I think, you know, maybe let them know where the boy was. But it had happened before, and the police said that they had warned you a year prior, like, you can't do this or you could get in big trouble. So the critics, of what you did would say, well, there you go. The police told you and you should have been arrested. What do you say to them?
Well, I mean, the police can tell you not to do something, but if it's not illegal, it's not illegal. Just letting your child be outside. Yes, he went outside that day without his pants on, but he's a four-year-old little boy. He was probably just took them off.
Oh, I think we're losing your audio. Darn it, Melissa. Oh, rats. Melissa, I don't know if you can hear me, but we're losing your audio. So I'm going to get your camera person to help you out with the audio. Can we hear you now?
Okay.
Oh, now I can. I actually can now.
Okay.
It's back. Sorry.
Okay,
yeah, so
okay.
We were at the point where your little four-year-old, you know, whips his pants off and what little kid doesn't. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he went outside the year before, but they didn't see any problems then. They even told me there was literally no issue and then that it happens. The same thing they told me when he went outside the second time and he was going outside to play with the neighbor boy who was already outside himself by himself.
Melissa, there's one other neighbor who weighed in and gave a police report saying that there was another time when the little guy and another little sibling, they were in electric cars and they were flying down towards where the traffic got a lot busier and that they were really worried at the time. So it sounds like a couple of the neighbors had concerns.
Wow.
And the police themselves said it was more that the 14-year-old, they felt shouldn't have been given all that responsibility day after day while you were at work. Did you feel at any point like, gosh, leaving a 14-year-old who's got a full day of school with four little siblings might have been too much for her?
You know, honestly, no. She was very prepared for everything. She knew what she was doing. Everybody can turn their back at some point and little ones sneak out the door. Playing outside was not an issue in that area. There was no road. It's a cul-de-sac where tons of the neighborhood kids are constantly playing unattended. They ride their bikes. They play football. They play basketball. They're playing in the yard, riding their little motorized cars, all the kids all the time. So for mine to be outside as well was no different than theirs. Everyone's just kind of usually congregated up, playing right there. It's not traffic. The neighborhood.
I've turned my back and I've had, yeah, listen, I get you.
I never even met.
Little guys, my boys took off all the time. And I was a hawk and I still couldn't keep track of them. The prosecutors offered you, I got 1 minute left, Melissa, but the prosecutors offered you a deal, 20 hours of community service and parenting classes, and they dropped the charges. You said, no way, Jose. So you got a court date coming up. Are you worried about what might happen?
I'm just going to take each day as it comes because you can't let things weigh on you like that. But I just don't feel that was right, so I'm not going to take the plea. I don't feel that I did anything wrong. So I just feel that things should, get down to where they understand that as well.
So Melissa Henderson and David DeLucas, thank you. I want to have you both back. I want to follow this case and see what happens. I sure appreciate you taking the time tonight, 10 o'clock at night, to do this. Appreciate it.